archival material in the church. It was dull. Then on Saturdays, I would go to Berkeley and have lunch with an elderly lady who was the daughter-in-law of Bernard Maybeck, the draftsman of this church. And she knew the stories from Maybeck himself, from the days when the church was designed and built. That got me very curious. And I began to realize that this charming garden church is a portal to the past. To illustrate, let me tell you the story of the poet and the seashell. This seashell was not original here. It was in an earlier Swedenborgian church in the city. When that was gone, it was brought here. The date, uncertain. The writers give different dates, so I don't believe any of them. But it was here in the early days of the church, and there's a curious story behind that. Let me share that with you, the story of the poet and the seashell. In the old days, in the earlier church, Mabel Moody Frost brought her infant son to be baptized with the water from this shell. She then began telling him, as a boy, "You will be a poet." And she planted the idea in his head from the time he could walk, toddle about. And she kept telling him all through grade school and high school and his advanced training, "You will be a poet. You will be a well-known poet." Well-known? He became more than that. He became extremely well known because a gentleman in Washington took an interest in his poetry and in him, Mr. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And when Kennedy was made president, then he approached Robert Frost directly and asked him to compose a poem for the inauguration and to read it. It doesn't get on a higher level than that. And so he did so, to great renown. He went on and lived a full life and died at 89. Who was this man with all this fame? Who was he? What was his name? Everybody then knew, but then you will find out. Robert Frost was his name, and poetry was his fame. So keep in mind, this charming garden church is a portal to the past. And finally, there's a wee garden church in the town that's a place of historic renown, for it brings back the past and the old days at last in that wee garden church in the town.